Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello and welcome to At The Movies. I'm Uma Pagan Ampage Pagan. The Kid from the Big Apple is the fish-out-of-water family drama about a 12-year-old girl raised in New York and forced to relocate to KL and live with her estranged conservative grandfather. The movie has been making waves both locally and globally. It recently won 4 awards at the 7th Macau International Movie Festival for Best Writing, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, and for the Best Newcomers. It's also been cleaning up at the Malaysian box office. Joining me today to talk about her award-winning movie is writer-director Jess Tiong. So Jess, before we begin, you recently announced that the movie has crossed the 5 million mark. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's not often a local movie well makes that much money.
Yes, especially we are not screening during Chinese New Year.
Exactly.
And then it's just a very simple, heartwarming movie. It's not a big blockbuster.
I know, there's no explosions in this movie.
Yes, no CG, no big cast, but I think the content plays a very important role.
Jess, The Kid from the Big Apple, a lot of people in Malaysia heard about it when you guys won the awards in Macau. And
yes.
It was on everyone's Facebook page, right? So that's how we first heard about the news. So before I get into what the movie's about, talk to us about winning those awards in Macau.
Wow. When you told me that you heard the news about my award through Facebook, I'll have goosebumps. Okay, it's a surprise. It's a very, very big surprise, especially the award that I won myself for myself, the best writing. For my actor and actress and the little actress, I really wish that they will win. But for my part, I'm just a first-time scriptwriter, and such a big award that I already nominated. I was so glad about it. But when they announced my name that I win the award, wow, my sugar level dropped. I nearly fainted.
Tell us what The Kid from Big Apple is all about.
Okay, it's about an 11-year-old girl that she was raised in New York and born and raised in New York. Her name is Sarah. Her mother has to send her back to grandfather's house in Kuala Lumpur due to her assignment in China. In fact, she went there with the mother, but after a week, the mom has to send her back to the father because she couldn't get used to the life in China, getting cranky. So the mom, in the meantime, have to take care of work in China. She couldn't send her back to New York due to the long journey. She decided to send the daughter back to the father that she hasn't been spoken or seen for 12 years.
Yeah, so the mom is estranged from her own father. And this is the first time the little girl is meeting her grandfather.
Yes, correct. So,
and she's also a single mom.
She's a single mom, yes. And then, the goals for her is like culture shock, traditional, different weather, different traffic directions. So she feels isolated.
So Jess, where did this story come from?
From anger.
Tell me more.
A lot of people asking me, how did you get inspired? I wrote this story out of anger. I was living abroad for 4 years before I came back in 2010. And when I came back, I could see the people using handphone and high-tech gadget is as serious as what I've seen in Hong Kong, Singapore and Thailand. It's so serious that I couldn't stand young people, how they ignore people around them when they are so into their handphone. And also one more thing is I could see restaurants selling mooncake right after Dumpling Festival. That is May. The Mooncake Festival is in September. So I was kind of angry because even though I'm a very open-minded person, I have this traditional blood inside me. I was away from home since 12 and always hope that I can celebrate these festivals with family. But people taking advantage of it now. They just want to make business out of the mooncake or whatever product they can think of. So out of that, anger, I wrote the story and it became script.
And this is a movie that is very traditional in the sense that it's about respect for your elders.
Yes.
It's about
manners.
Manners.
Yes.
And are you finding, you know, after you came back from overseas, was that lacking in Malaysia?
I wouldn't say everyone. I wouldn't say that. Okay. I think people tend to forget about the meaning of tradition behind the festivals. Not because they don't appreciate it. It's because of parents nowadays, they don't celebrate it anymore. Maybe because of work or maybe they're away from family. So it's not intentionally to ignore. It's become a habit not to know more about it.
And your movie, there are actually, correct me if I'm wrong, three festivals, right? Chinese New Year, Christmas and the Dumpling Festival.
Four.
What's the fourth?
First is Winter Solstice.
Yes.
Christmas Eve, New Year Eve, and Chinese New Year.
Oh, of course, and New Year's Eve as well.
Yes.
So there are four festivals.
Four festivals.
The four festivals kind of mark this movie, and we see the relationship between Sarah and her grandfather and how it changes from
correct,
I hate you to I can't live without you, right?
And even through food that they have conflict, like the grandfather likes to eat black and white food only, but Sarah is always fast food, cheese, McDonald's. So from food as well, from culture shock, from food, they get along somehow.
And they both change.
Yes, they
grandfather
both change.
Eats French fries.
Yes,
and he starts using a smartphone.
Yeah, and then he also can do selfie. Yeah, I think it's very, it's kind of encouraged people nowadays. Like even whatever age you are, we have to learn from each other. Even though for young people, try to lead the elders because they need our guidance as well.
Talk to me about working with such young actors.
Well, they gave me less challenge, in fact.
Really?
A lot of people thought that I have difficulties handling young kids because when you say, people always say they're animals.
Animals and young kids.
Yes, very hard to handle. But for me, it's not a problem because I'm a mother of two. So don't scare me, I have children. I have no fear.
Was it easy to get the performances you wanted out from the children?
Yes, because I gave them time. I trained them for... I gave them tuition for 2 months and 1 month training for every scene. So they are very, very well prepared. But in a way that I don't want them to be overacting. So I always tell them, whenever it's a heavy shot or a heavy scene or a very serious scene, just give me once. I only need once. Because if I ask them to do two or three times, they are like giving you more. So I don't want that. So most of the crying scene is only one scene, one take.
The children also behaved like children. Children playing, for example, felt very real.
Yes.
It felt like how I used to play with my friends as a kid, you know, or you're not part of this club.
Yes.
You're a girl.
Correct.
You know, you cannot. Yeah. And so I'm assuming that inspiration must have come from your own children?
I have still memories of my childhood.
It's amazing, right? Not much has changed since both of us were young.
Correct. So I still remember what I've gone through with my childhood. I think most kids nowadays, they lack of this kind of childhood due to environment. Yeah. So from this movie, I really hope that they will know what their parents were doing when they were young.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, Jess. I remember watching certain scenes when it was just the kids. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, oh, you know, there are very few parents who would let their kids play like that out in the street these days alone.
Correct.
The film was entirely shot in Malaysia.
Yes.
How long did it take you to shoot this movie?
23 days. But preparation, we did more than 2 months. Preparation work is very important. Yeah.
And what kind of prep work did you guys do?
Get all my elite team to come in and then we discuss every details and every shots, and also we get the kids ready. I want the kids to come in as early as possible so they get used to the team. You know, kids tend to be very shy if they just join in, so they need some time to warm up. I don't want that to happen while on set. So they came in very early, they get used to the team, they are friends, so everything's went smooth.
Talk to me about the location. The location was a block of flats.
Yes.
So where did you shoot? How did you come across it?
Okay, we shot it at Ulik Cheras, Ulik Flat. And now it's kind of very distinguished and outstanding because we painted the whole building. So the, all the buildings around it, they are like, why not painting my building? Because I told my producer, it's a big on big screen. You know, and I wish that my movie can travel to other countries. So they, when people see, foreigners see our Malaysia, they can tell that we have beautiful places. Yes.
It was a very nice location because it gave you that sense of neighborly behavior.
Yes.
And connection without you having to explain it.
Correct. Yeah, I think we have enough movies showing very beautiful scenery in Malaysia, like Penang, Malacca scenery, a lot of movies doing that.
No, yours was very contained into these small flats, a couple of shops.
Correct. I think 80% we shot it in the flat and then some grocery shop. But I think it feels more warm for this kind of movie, for this kind of story. Need not travel too much.
It took 23 days to shoot.
Yes.
What was the process before that? How long did it take from script to finding funding to being able to get that camera rolling for the first time?
All right. In 2012, I wrote the script. And in fact, I didn't think of making it a movie until my producer says it's a good story. So
what did you write it for?
Huh?
If it wasn't a movie, what were you thinking about?
I wrote it as a story out of anger. I just want to write something. And then from there, we developed people telling me it's a good story. So I'll try. And then I wrote the script myself. And then because my script won, official finalist in 2013 New York Screenplay Contest and 2014 Hollywood Screenplay Contest. I also one of the top finalists. So that encouraged people around me saying that we must make a movie out of it. And I was offered by my producer to be the director. At first, I was kind of like, are you sure? I know director work is not that easy. But somehow, I did not want anyone else to film this movie. That is my own.
It was too close to you.
It's too close to me. Yes, a lot of details that I don't think other guy director can handle it. That moment. So I say, okay, I'll take the challenge. So yes, I did it.
And then, of course, all of that aside, there's the funding question as well.
Yes.
So when did you start looking for funding and how did you come about funding?
Okay, we did apply FIMI. And
with FINAS?
Yeah, with FINAS. And then we're very blessed. We got a provisional cert. And also from with that cert, I think we tried to talk to different investors. But you know, that time, 2 years back, the market in Malaysia is not that good. And a lot of investors, they are doubtful about investing in movies. So we kind of having problem with finding funds. But somehow, I think our positive thinking really works. And we have Masing, we have other investors to come in and then really make the movie a success.
Well, I saw that. I saw Masing. They're a developer.
Yes.
So why did they come on to make a movie? What sold the movie to them?
Script.
Right.
I met the Tan Sri. I met the people in Masing. They said they just love the script. Because Masing, they are very concerned about bonding. Home, love. As long as that's love, that's home for them. So I think the story just right for their concept as well. So the script works a very important part.
Did you expect it to be this successful? 5 million in the box office, in the Malaysian box office, is a huge deal. If you look at last year, we had 85 movies.
Yes.
I think 80 of those movies didn't break a million ringgit.
Yes.
So 5 million is a huge deal.
Yeah.
Did you expect it to be this successful?
Honestly speaking, I know people will talk about this movie. They will love this movie. But I didn't expect that I can go so far. This, especially the movie, it even heals people's heart. It also changed people's life, relationship as well.
When I saw it in the cinema, everyone was crying at the end of the movie. So yes, I think it did touch people.
You know, the first week of screening, I could read people's comment and private message me. They were crying so many times, six times, five times. I was kind of like worried. Hey, it's not supposed to be
a depressing movie.
Yes, it's not a depressing movie. And I don't want these people like to share it out. And people thought it's a very sad movie. It's still very lighthearted. But somehow it touched a lot of people's heart in certain, in different scenes.
Yeah.
I even have old people have tears saying thank you to me.
Also, I think it's because a lot of us who live in KL as well feel... Yes. We feel disconnected to our elders, to our grandparents. Yes. We may have not had the same opportunity that Sarah has with her granddad. And I think that's why it moves us.
Yes, and then
ways.
And then the slogan as well. A lot of people like it. You're like stars, not always seen, but forever there. A lot of people like that slogan.
Jess, thank you so much for coming and talking to us. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Umar.
That was Jess Tiong, the writer-director of the award-winning movie The Kid from the Big Apple. She's been kind enough to bring us a bunch of movie goodie bags to give away. All you have to do to win is answer this one simple question. How many awards did The Kid from the Big Apple win at the 7th Macau International Movie Festival? Just email your answer to movies@bfm.my. The movie is still in cinema, so be sure to go catch it. You're listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.